Welcome back to UPS Logistics of the Game. I'm Raven Tirado here with Coach Mike Smith. Coach, on Monday you said that the team didn't play to y'all's standards in any three phases of the game. Can you elaborate and tell me in detail about the offense, defense, and special teams on Sunday?
Well, certainly. It was not the type of performance that we wanted to have in any phase, including coaching. The offensive side of the ball, we did not convert on third downs early in the ball game. Couldn't get anything going. By the time we did there in the second half, we had dug a pretty deep hole and we weren't able to dig out of it. I thought they did a nice job in the second half, scoring the 20 points. On defense, we couldn't get off the field. We gave up some big plays on third down, and when you do that, they're going to stay on the field. And at one point, they had 27 snaps to our 6 snaps, and you're not going to be in a situation where it's conducive to playing well. And then, in special teams, we really didn't have a whole lot of opportunities to do anything. If I had to say, that was probably the area that probably played the best of the three, but it was not up to our standards.
Coming off a loss like that, what's your message to these guys so they don't dwell on it too much, but they learn from this loss?
Well, you don't dwell on the wins or the losses, Raven. You've got to put it behind you as quickly as you can. You make the corrections and you move forward. And this is no different than any other week, and I think it's worked extremely well for us. When we've gotten the outcome that we want, it's worked. And when we've gotten the outcome that we haven't wanted, it's worked for us. The guys have to learn from that game. Us as coaches have to learn from it, and then we move on to the next one. We live in one-week cycles.
As you know, the Giants scored an astonishing 52 points over the Saints, 27. With big numbers like that, what's the plan of attack for the defense against the Giants?
Well, we're going to have to be very sound in what we do. They're going to try to run the football. They've got two good running backs, David Wilson, a rookie that's just starting to get some playing time. He's done a great job in their special teams. He's now going to get an opportunity to carry the football, we believe. So we're going to have to be able to stop the run. And then they're very talented at the wide receiver position. Defensively, their front four is outstanding, probably the best in the league. They have 7 guys they rotate through. We're going to have to control the line of scrimmage.
Entre Rolls and their defense really seemed to find their spark last Sunday. What is offense going to need to do to overcome the Giants' defense?
Well, you're going to have to control that front four. They create a lot of havoc in the ball game. They're number 2 in the league in takeaways. They are doing a great job of taking the ball away. So we're going to have to have a big emphasis on ball security. We can't turn the ball over and give the ball to Eli Manning in that offense, because they'll score points.
A lot of people are saying that this is going to have a playoff feel atmosphere. What do you think the energy is going to be like, and how important is it for the guys on Sunday?
Well, I think that it's going to be very electric in the dome. This is a big game for us. It's a big game for them. There's a whole lot to be determined over the next 3 weeks in the NFC in terms of who's going to be playing where and when in the second season.
Thank you so much, Coach.
All right, thank you.
Guys, don't forget to join us next week for UPS Logistics of the Game.